Wow, that's impressive. Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It's 3:18 on January 25th. With us are Representative Book, our newest representative, and welcome to Representative Tammy Wilson from North Pole, replacing Representative John Coghill, Representative Holmes, Representative Chenault, Representative Newman, and myself, Chair Olson. I request that you please turn off your Blackberries and cell phones. The fine is bagels for each person in the room at the next meeting, but we count heads. We have one item on today's agenda, House Bill 146, and I believe it's going to be carried by Jane Pearson and possibly Representative Ramos. Looks like you've got it, Jane. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Jane Pearson, staff to Representative Jay Ramos. And House Bill 146, an act relating to transfer restriction on trust interests. This bill provides the following amendments. It clarifies the burden of proof in which a creditor must meet to establish that a transfer in trust was done with the intent to defraud a creditor. It clarifies the spendthrift provision will apply to a trust if distributions are made under exercise of discretion by a trustee who is not the settlor, whether or not the exercise of the discretion is governed by the standard. It provides that the spendthrift provision in a trust will apply even though the trustee may distribute some of distribute income or principal to the settlor to pay income taxes, and clarifies that a beneficiary's interest in a trust, whether or not vested, is not considered a factor or economic circumstance in the division of property subject to a divorce. And I can take you through sectionally. Section 1 amends AS 3440-110B. The subsection that makes exemptions to transfer trust restrictions allowed under the section. The B1 exemption requires that a creditor establish the criteria for the exception by clear and convincing evidence. The B2 exception also makes a conforming amendment that reflects the additional materials under B3. The two changes in B3, the paragraph allows a creditor to satisfy a claim out of the restricted trust interest if the trust requires its income or principal to be distributed to the settlor. And the new exception to B3 allows the settlor to receive certain discretionary distributions made by the trustee who is not the settlor. And the first new exemption to B3 allows a settlor to receive a certain discretionary distributions made by a trustee. The second new exemption relates to the receipt of certain income or principal to pay income tax due on the trust. Section 2 amends 3440-110H, provides that a transfer restriction on a beneficiary's trust interest is enforceable even if the settlor has certain listed powers relating to the appointment, removal, or replacement of a trustee, trust protector, or an advisor. And Section 3 amends 3440-110L, describes that if a trust has a transfer restriction, the beneficiary's trust interest is not subject to a division at divorce or dissolution, whether or not the trust interest is vested. And it clarifies that the trust interest is not considered a factor or economic circumstance in the division of property at divorce or dissolution. Questions?
Representative Holmes.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I didn't want to leave Jane hanging there. In Section 1, Line 8, the standard that's put in here is clear and convincing evidence. Can you give me any thought as to why that was a standard as opposed to propensity evidence or any other standard? Do we have any insight on that?
Representative Holmes, through the chair. I think I'd like to leave that for one of our experts.
Like a lifeline.
Yeah.
So anybody have a tough question for Jane? Representative Book.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Trying to look for letters of support or opposition or anything of substance. I don't see any in my packet, and I was just wondering where this bill came from.
Representative Book, through the chair, this is one of the bills through the trust group, and There were no letters in support directly for this bill, but there is a group that supports it, and I think there are probably many lawyers online and in the room that can help you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair. Pearson, when it's, who brought this to your attention, or why are we looking at this? What was the reasoning of why this was brought to Representative Ramrest? I mean, who brought this to you, and why did you decide this needed to go forward?
Representative Newman, through the chair, we've been working with the trust people basically because we've tried to keep Alaska one of the premier places for trusts and investments. We do not have an income tax. So having people that will invest in the state and put money into trust, there is trust tax, and it is money for the state, and it has proved to be quite successful.
Follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then, Representative Ramos has had several bills similar to this that seem to work down through this frame. Does that kind of go along with what you just said, is trying to get more investments in the state of Alaska?
Representative Newman, through the chair, yes.
Or if I could do a quick follow-up.
Go, please.
I believe this is the third or fourth trust bill we've had in the last 2 years.
Representative Olson, yes.
Each time we've heard, it brings a significant amount of money into the state. But I don't believe we've ever heard any dollar amounts or even a range or...
Chair Olson, my recollection is that last year that it brought in about $8 million.
And for the people that are not in the room, we've been joined by Representative Ramers, who can certainly pull a chair up and. And I guess the next question is, are we going to be seeing any more trust bills this year, or is this it?
Chair Olson, I believe there may be one more bill. It is not a trust bill, though, and that will be carried by Representative Gruenberg.
By whom?
Max Gruenberg. Representative Gruenberg.
Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair. Ms. Pearson or Representative Ramos, we did get a letter, I'm looking at one here from Dana Olson, and I was trying to comprehend it. Did you receive this and go through it?
Representative Newman, through the chair, yes, I did.
And just, could you explain maybe what her concerns were and how those are dealt with in the bill?
Representative Newman, through the chair, I also had a long telephone conversation with her, and my understanding is that she has some agricultural trust land. She is also in the process of, it sounded like a multifaceted bifurcated divorce, because there was federal issues for military as well as state issues, and she is worried that this will affect her trust lands.
Ms. Pearson, so I'm assuming that through the discussions you were able to maybe ease her concerns or talk to her about this a little bit. I just want to make sure that people's concerns are addressed.
Representative Newman, through the chair, I believe she has quite a few concerns, and they don't just have to do with this bill in particular.
Okay, maybe through the discovery process that we have in the legislative process, we'll work through those. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions for either Jane or Representative Ramos? We're not going to let him off that easy, are we?
I'm trying.
I guess we are. Well, we have one person signed up in the room, Beth Ann Chapman. Questions only, or do you have anything to add? Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Beth Chapman. I'm an attorney at Faulkner Banfield in here in Juneau, and I've been practicing in the trust and estates area for the past 22 years. I support this bill. I am part of the informal group of trust attorneys throughout the state that work together to continue to improve Alaska's trust laws. I believe last year, answering a question from Representative Newman, information was provided about the amounts of trust assets that are being brought into the state. I also, from my perspective, we now leave a lot of assets in Alaska that would have necessarily left. For example, I have many families that were Alaskans, children are outside the state. We are now, because of our trust laws, keeping those funds in Alaska for the succeeding generations instead of having those funds leave Alaska. And I also want to point out on a provision, I believe there had been a concern from a constituent about whether this affects current trusts. These are self-settled trusts, and in the divorce context in particular, they do not. This provision does not apply to trusts that were established during the marriage unless there's an agreement that they would apply. So any existing trust established through a marriage is not going to be affected. And otherwise, I'm more than happy to answer questions.
Representative Booth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In layman's terms, could you give us an example of how you've been successful at keeping those monies in state?
I'd be happy to, Representative Bush, through the chair. I represent a family that has significant wealth, and all of the all that wealth was generated in Alaska, and the family lives in another state. And those assets would be normally distributed at death and usually moved to that other state with wherever the children are living. As a result of our trust laws, we were able to use the fact that we have no income tax, we have creditor protection, and those family members that live in other states are now leaving that money invested in Alaska with an Alaska trustee, and keeping it in Alaska banks and real estate. Otherwise would have been liquidated and moved out of state.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering, Ms. Chapman, if you might be the right person to answer my earlier question about the standard of proof in Section 1. It creates a clear and convincing evidence standard. I was just wondering if you might be the appropriate person to talk about that.
Representative Holmes, through the chair, I'm not the appropriate person to answer that question, and if Mr. Schaftel is on the line, he would be the right person.
I believe he is. Thank you. I'll wait for him.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm just trying to learn here. So, and I just kind of maybe start with the basics on a trust, how it's set up, who manages it, does it go through generally an attorney's office, or does it go through a group of people, is there companies that manage trusts? You know, give me a trust 101 little crash course if you could.
Representative Newman, through the chair, I'll be happy to do that. A trust can be established in a variety of ways, but for example, if I were to establish a trust for my son, my 17-year-old son, I would draft the trust document. Usually an attorney is involved in drafting the document, and then I would ask either a family member, a friend, or a trust company to manage the funds that would be put into that trust. So, for example, I could ask the Alaska Trust Company, Wells Fargo, or maybe just my sister to be the trustee. And then they would invest the funds for my son, subject to the directions I put in the trust document, make distributions for his education if that's what I had directed, and use their discretion to ensure that those funds are invested to fulfill the purposes that I have set out in the trust document.
Follow up?
Yeah, thank you. So when a trust is set up, then the person who creates that trust for their son or whoever the case may be, they have the full authority to explain when and how those are managed and funded, when those monies are spent or redistributed out. So you have, I'm assuming that you already have the ability to do all of that. What does this bill do to add to that?
Representative Newman, through the chair, this bill is making clear that certain types of trusts are going to have the creditor protection. Not all trusts are what we would say discretionary trusts. For example, I could write a trust where I transfer assets into it and say it shall be distributed for education, or it may be distributed for education, or I may trust the trustee and just say for whatever purposes you think is appropriate. But what we're doing in this bill is making clear that certain types of trusts that may have mandatory distributions, for example, the income tax distribution, which is used to meet IRS requirements, that the fact that we put that into the trust instrument isn't going to subject that trust to the creditors of the settlor, which is one of the reasons we use trusts, is for creditor protection.
Thank you. Hello?
Was that no, it? I think we got an idea. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good bill.
Any further questions? Representative Booth.
Mr. Chair, yes, sir. These look like they're particular kinds of trust. Does this cover like probate law and things like that in this state as far as executorships and things like that as well? Or is this just looking at more like land trust and things like that?
Representative Bush, through the chair, this is dealing with what are known as self-settled trusts. It does not affect what may happen if a will is gone through the probate process. These are very particular types of trusts, and they can have land, they can have investments. There's no limit as to, generally, as to what can be put in these types of trusts.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Seeing none, we're going to go to Mr. Schaftel to see if we can get an answer to Representative Holmes's question. Are you with us, David? David Schaftel?
Maybe he's on mute.
Are you on mute? Well, I guess we'll go to Doug Blatchmer.
Blockbacher.
Blockbacher? Blockbacher. Are you with us, Douglas?
Yes, I am.
Please identify yourself for the record, and you've got about 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm Douglas Blockbacher, president of Alaska Trust Company, and I support this bill. And to answer the question about assets that have come to Alaska, since Alaska adopted its first trust laws in 1997, there have been well over $500 million that has come into Alaska that is being managed here and by us and by other trust institutions and other individuals. In addition, Alaska receives probably around $1 million a year in additional insurance premium tax because of the life insurance trusts that are formed in Alaska. Are there any other questions?
I think Representative Holmes had one on, I believe it was line 8 on page 1.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was just a question about the standard of review, the clear and convincing evidence standard, and why that standard would be used as opposed to propensity evidence or some other standard.
Representative, I am probably not the best person to answer that, but from my understanding is, as you probably are aware, we're competing with a number of other states trying to have comparable trust laws. Some of the other states have stronger standards. We felt that clear and convincing evidence was a reasonable standard. Some of them have a higher standard, but we felt that this was a kind of a compromise, so we would have a reasonable standard but still be competitive with the other states.
Thank you.
Well, please continue. Or are you done?
As I just... do you have any other questions for me? As I said, we do support this bill. We've been working with the trust and estate attorneys and other trust institutions in Alaska since 1997 to try to make Alaska the premier trust jurisdiction, and we think we have accomplished that and generated a number of jobs in the trust industry, but also additional jobs for attorneys and accountants and life insurance agents.
Well, thank you very much. Jonathan Blockbacher, any relation? Are you with us?
He's no longer online.
Nope. David Schaftel. Is there anybody else online that would care to testify?
Chairman, this is Doug Blotmacher again.
Oh.
I think part of the issue is we are all at an estate planning conference in Miami, and they may be having trouble getting through or being able to get connected because we're at seminars. But yes, Jonathan and I are related. He's my brother, and he's a leading estate planning attorney that's based out of New York, but also is licensed in Alaska.
Oh, well, thank you. And we have nobody else online. I think with that, we'll close out the public testimony if there's nobody else in the room that cares to testify. And we'll bring it back to the members. Any further discussions or any questions for Mr. Ramirez or his BlackBerry? What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 146 with any attached fiscal notes or conceptual amendments from committee.
Seeing no opposition, we'll...
Version backslash A.
Seeing no opposition, we'll move the bill out of committee, and this meeting is adjourned at 3:40.